Live wisely. Minus skin, minus dress, minus ornaments, physical beauty is nothing. Just imagine for a moment, though the outer skin is removed, you will have to stand with a long stick to drive away crows and vultures. Physical beauty is superficial, illusory and fading. It is skin deep only. Do not be deluded by external appearances. It is jugglery of Maya. Go to the source, Atma, the purity of beauties, the everlasting beauty. If your hairs become grey, there is the first warning from Lord Yama, warrant from Lord Yama, the god of death. You must get yourself ready to meet him. The wrinkles on the face and the bending of the body will remind you of the warrant. When the teeth fall and the eyesight becomes dim, you must be fully prepared to greet him. You will get 3 hiccups or final passing of breath lying on the bed. When the last hiccup comes, all your possessions will be taken away by your son and partners. One will run after the savings bank book, another will take hold of the cash chest, the third your provident fund papers and insurance claims, the fourth of the ornaments that lie on your person, and so on. Such is life on the earth plane. Why can't you see that the money is well spent for your spiritual progress and the service of the poor and the Mahatmas? Friends, try to attain immortality through devotion, meditation, purity, service, japa, prayer and inquiry. All troubles and miseries will come to an end. O nectar sons, enough of this mundane life, enough of this life of passion on in this earth plane. You have spent your whole life, energy and time in obtaining material wealth, power, name and fame. All your efforts have gone in vain. All your wealth is only a broken shell when compared with the inexhaustible or supreme wealth of Atma. Obtain this spiritual wealth, give up this vain selfish struggle. You have walking too long with passionate eyes in this universe. Give up this lustful look. Meditate, look within now and behold the marvelous self and be free. Atman or Brahman or Supreme Self is the hidden treasure, it is the pearl of incalculable value, it is the jewel of jewels, it is the germ of gems, it is the imperishable, inexhaustible supreme wealth which no decoys can rob. It is Chintamani of Chintamanis that will give man whatever he wishes. Brahman is beyond speech, time and causation, it is limitless, it is tranquil and shines with equal effulgence in all bodies. It cannot be a particular thing. It is Chaitanya or pure consciousness. It is Vastu. It is Sachidananda. Knowing the nature of Brahman or Atman as such, attain freedom or perfection. Think yourself bodiless. Identify yourself with the supreme peace and eternal bliss of your all-pervading soul. May you all lead the divine life, sharing what you have with others, singing Lord's name, rejoicing in Him alone, and melting the mind in the Supreme Self. Oh.